What's your starting point? This is Ken Ham on a mission to call the church back to God's Word and the Gospel. This week we're studying the ask method for discerning truth from error. Yesterday we looked at the letter A. Does the person making the claim have authority to do so? Today we're looking at the S in ask, starting points. You see, there's ultimately only two starting points for our thinking, God's Word or man's Word. So we need to discern whether a claim reflects God's wisdom or the world's. It's popular to think that facts speak for themselves, but they don't. They must be interpreted. And that's why your starting point matters so much. That starting point will determine whether someone uses the Bible or human reason to interpret evidence.
Get answers to your questions about science and the Bible when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com. Find resources to equip the entire family to think biblically at AnswersRadio.com.